Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pride. Lawmakers returning to Washington today will face intense pressure from leaders on Capitol Hill and the White House to support the debt ceiling bill and overcome opposition on both sides of the aisle. The first test is set for tomorrow with a vote in Congress. The impeachment trial for Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is set to start no later than August 28th. 12 House members delivered the articles of impeachment to the state Senate yesterday. 7 Republicans and 5 Democrats will hear the case. Paxton is temporarily suspended after the Texas House voted overwhelmingly Saturday to impeach him on charges including abuse of office and obstruction of justice. Proceedings are expected to get underway today in the Tree of Life capital murder trial of Robert Bowers. After jury selection wrapped up last week, Bowers is charged with killing 7 worshipers at a Pittsburgh-area synagogue in 2018. It was the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in U.S. history. An Iowa apartment complex that partially collapsed Sunday night will be demolished this morning.
A 9th person has been rescued from the rubble of a partially collapsed historic 6-story apartment building in Davenport. About 27 hours after the initial collapse, a woman was pulled from the building. Davenport Mayor Mike Mattson noted that officials haven't identified anyone else who could still be in the building. However, a woman says her grandmother hasn't been heard from since family members called her to tell her to evacuate. I'm Skip Kelly.
Theranos founder Elizabeth Holmes is expected to start serving her 11-year sentence today. Holmes was found guilty in January of 2022 on 4 counts of the 11 fraud and conspiracy counts she was charged with. Shanghai, China yesterday recorded its hottest day in May in 100 years, beating the previous high by a full degree when it reached 97 degrees Fahrenheit. The Stanley Cup Finals are set when the Vegas Golden Knights host the Florida Panthers starting Saturday in the best-of-7 series. This is USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is set to head out on his first presidential campaign tour this week.
DeSantis formally entered the race for the White House last week. He's expected to visit a dozen cities throughout Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina. Before he embarks on the 4-day trip, the governor took part in the Veterans Memorial Ceremony in Jacksonville earlier today to honor those who died while serving in the United States and Armed Forces.
I'm just glad that in the state of Florida, this is something that's recognized in every corner of our state. People understand that freedom isn't free.
DeSantis calls those who gave their lives indispensable Americans and says they deserve our unending gratitude. I'm Dave Collins.
A huge impromptu car show on Detroit's east side over the Memorial Day weekend turned chaotic, with one man being shot and killed. Michelle Patton says it was way too chaotic for her.
It was shooting, it was fighting, it was car accident, it was just a lot.
Not all lawmakers are happy with the debt ceiling deal reached over the weekend.
Florida governor and now presidential candidate Ron DeSantis is slamming the deal that was reached between President Biden and House Speaker McCarthy, saying it does nothing to stop the U.S. from careening toward bankruptcy. DeSantis says even with the new spending caps in the bill, the deal to raise the debt ceiling for 2 years is a massive amount of spending. I'm John Schaefer.
Thanks for listening. Lance Pry, USA News.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. That's 800-577-5319.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It is our commitment to pursue the truth no matter where it leads, and do everything we can, to participate in said end goal to get this country back on track. A majority of Americans agree we're on the wrong track, and it's almost every day there's more news that gives us evidence that we're not even on the wrong track. It's worse than that. It's absolute madness. I mean, these core values that many of us grew up with are just turned on its head today. You know, the kind of stuff that's happening. And amazing to me that the day after Memorial Day, when we paused, and hopefully many of you participated in said pause, to remember those that paid the ultimate price. I mean, over 1.6 million Americans, and then add to that their families, that all suffered because of what their loved ones did for the sake of freedom on Memorial Day. Such a time-honored moment. With us right now is retired General John Tykert, and we've got lots to talk about regarding, you know, the budget debate and where we are in that and its impact on national security. Also, F-16s now going to Ukraine. So a lot to unravel here, but General, first of all, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Bill, it's great to be here. Thank you.
Well, sir, I tell you, yesterday being Memorial Day, and I got to tell you, first of all, I've had this challenge, and maybe you can help me, and I address this with people because I have a hard time, and being former Marine myself and coming from a military family, I have a hard time with the accepted salutation of Happy Memorial Day. I just struggle with that because, to me, it is such a hallowed day, lest we forget its significance.
I agree, Bill. I say have an appropriate Memorial Day, and I don't know. I think we're all grasping for the right way to acknowledge the fact that today we stand on the shoulders of giants. Mm-hmm. And it's our responsibility to carry on their amazing legacy that they gave their all for. And it's not happy, and it's not joyous. It's solemn, but mm-hmm. we also should appreciate all that they have given us and what that means for us to carry on that legacy going forward.
Yeah, the thing that was amazing to me in my reading, General, was that I had not heard this. I don't know how I missed this. But in 2000, Congress passed the National Moment of Remembrance Act. And I've been sharing this with the audience. I tweeted it out on Memorial Day. And again, reminding them post-Memorial Day that this act was passed by Congress that each Memorial Day at 3 p.m., your time zone, wherever you're at, citizens should pause for a moment of prayer. Quote, Congress finds that it is essential to remember and renew the legacy of Memorial Day to pay tribute to individuals who have made the ultimate sacrifice in service to the United States. I tell you, I am embarrassed to have not known that since 2000 has been in place.
Bill, I'm similarly embarrassed. I didn't know about it until you just told me. But I think it is so right that not only do we remember, but we certainly are in an attitude of prayer, of appreciation for all that they've done, and a prayer for those left behind who continue to mourn and continue to suffer.
Well, General, give us an update on, I know you're recently retired, a lot of opinions flying out there in terms of the preparedness of the military. It would seem, I mean, we get reports that the military seems to be very sensitive about pronouns. And then when you have General Austin, for example, and Milley, General Milley, saying that they're absolutely proud at the diversity, of the military today. And I'm going, wow, what does that have to do with military preparedness?
Bill,
am I being too critical?
So I think there's some concerns there about where our focus is and where it should be. And where it should be is that we live in this dangerous world. And there is strategic competition going on with threats that would love to undermine the free, open, prosperous, and secure world order that we've established essentially since the end of World War II and maintained. Mm-hmm. And anything that we do that causes us to divert our gaze away from those threats and our responsibility could indeed create hazards down the road in our lack of readiness.
Exactly. Well, 100%. I can tell you, when I was in the Marine Corps, we were dealing a lot with, some racial conflict. And God only knows, maybe that's been tamped down. It's been a while. But we dealt with that when I was at Camp Pendleton. And it was uncomfortable. And anyway, we worked through it for the most part. And now here we are. We're dealing with, this diverse issue. When it comes to me, I'm old school, General, that, the military is about protecting, our Constitution and defending us against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and to squash illegal activity, to squash the threats and be prepared to do so, with certainty. And that's the way I was raised and my understanding. And I am just increasingly concerned that, as you said, that, our gaze is off point here.
Bill, it is absolutely the case that we need to treat everybody with dignity and respect. And I find it the case that we have so much more in common with one another, especially those that serve, mm-hmm. than we have things that separate us. Less than 1% of our nation serves our country in the military.
Exactly.
That means that we have this bond of commitment to those principles and that Constitution and the principles reflected therein. And that bond is so much stronger than anything that could divide us. And we need to focus on those important truths instead of lingering on those things that might be different about us.
Exactly. And even at the end of the day, as you said, what's different is minor in comparison to the majors. And when you, I'm of the school, and I'm being quite vulnerable and open with you here, General, is that, you mentioned less than 1%. And I'll tell you, my appreciation for the military and my service to the military was so grand. I feel sorry for people that haven't served our country, that we should be like maybe Israel and other countries that mandate, that say, look, we all have to have skin in the game. We all have to, protect the freedoms that we live under. And part of that act and process is serving in the military.
Bill, there are a variety of ways that people can serve their country and their community apart from the military. I love our volunteer force and the fact that every single person that I serve alongside of has volunteered to be there. And especially when we come on the heels of a day like Memorial Day, we realize that everybody to some extent has written that blank check to our country and is willing for the country to cash it as it sees fit. And I love the fact that those that I serve to my left and my right have volunteered to do so.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying that, when I'm saying that, I would only hope that they would enter the military with a sense of service and a volunteering spirit. Not that they were necessarily compelled, although it just, you know, there should be this spirit of service and a desire to want to support our beliefs, and this is a way to do that. And as you say, there's many ways in which to do that, and I think maybe those go unappreciated, but I don't know. I just think that this, again, a grand opportunity for all people, all citizens of this country, to serve their fellow man. We've got more from the general after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Welcome back. Fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us. We're talking with a recently retired U.S. Air Force General, National Security Expert, Assistant Deputy Undersecretary of the Air Force, international affairs. And we've got so much to talk about. General John Tiger continues with us. General, your budget when you retired was like $240 billion that you were in charge. What's that like? I mean, that's a lot of money to be managing.
It is, Bill. And if you think about a unique American advantage that is our broad and trusting network of allies and partners around the world, that it is managing all of those security cooperation programs that we have committed in deals with these nations around the world. But it really is a source of our strength that we have real, true, trusting relationships with countries around the world, and we are like-minded. And that's the way we continue to support this international world order that is so important to all of humanity.
With that kind of money, how do you measure success? I mean, that's a lot of money to be responsible for and doling out and looking at. I mean, you know, because sometimes it's difficult when we look at it, you know, from a military or bureaucratic standpoint versus, you know, a corporate world where, you know, as investors and people that invest, we look at ROI, return on investment. How do you measure the success of $240 billion of investment in this cooperation portfolio?
Bill, you go back to those foundational documents that define our strategy, the National Security Strategy and the National Defense Strategy, and you make sure that you are very closely attuned to how you are allocating those resources and that it is commensurate and integrated with those principles in those documents. Mm-hmm. And then you make sure you follow through to make sure that over the course of time, they continue those investments and those portfolios to meet the needs of those important documents that describe and define our national security objectives, goals, and priorities.
Mm-hmm. And when you look at it, because one of the questions that you know, everyday citizens have, I mean, you know, to get your brain around $240 billion, I mean, you've been doing this, so this is kind of, you know, something that you just live with, you sleep with, and that sort of thing. But for us, you know, on the outside, $240 billion, you say, wow, you know, how do you hold that accountable?
So it goes back to the idea that you said in the first segment of support and defend the Constitution of the United States. And the taxpayer has given us amazing resources to defend our country and to support and defend the Constitution. And so it is an extremely important authority and responsibility to make sure that we're using those resources to the best possible account. Because, again, they are gifts from the taxpayer to us in order to defend our country and our principles.
Exactly. Well, General, you mentioned in a recent release here, I mean, speaking of this ceiling debate that we've gone through, and looks like we may have approximated an agreement here, and we'll see. We've got to move pretty quickly here, you know, to get everything finalized. But this kind of blew me away, the realization that for 12 of the last 13 years, you've started the fiscal year without an approved military budget. I mean, how do you do that? I mean, you can't go around. I mean, we're talking military preparedness, and you don't, you know, it's a halting deal. There's it's hard to maintain any kind of momentum with investments and other ideas when everything is so helter-skelter. I mean, this is just not the way to run a railroad, I think.
No, it's not. And those continuing resolutions that allow us to limp through until we get a real budget ultimately do erode our military readiness and harm our military members and their families, because you can't forecast the investments that you need to make. All contracts that have not been funded come to a stop, and or there are no new contracts to be started. And again, our adversaries don't have these concerns of dysfunction that we have, and we need to get our act together in order to truly put together the portfolio of our military to maintain a national security against very determined adversaries that would love to take away the freedoms and erode those principles that we so cherish and support.
When we're talking about something as serious as national security, and to have in the system some sort of halting mechanism, which is what we've gone through here and which is what you shared with us, General, this is unacceptable. We just can't live with this. I mean, we want to make sure that our military has everything they need. I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, you're getting the money, but you don't need to be worrying over your shoulder. Okay, is it going to be there? And then all our other suppliers and everybody that is part of this chain that allows us to maintain a powerful military force, you know, there's just something so wrong about this process.
Well, Well, and Bill, if you go back to that top 1% of our society that has volunteered to serve, there's a lot of those military members that live well below what we would consider minimum wage.
Yes.
And if they had a break in a paycheck, then that is catastrophic to them. They don't have an investment portfolio or a big savings account. They are living paycheck to paycheck, likely underpaid for what they do for our country. And just to threaten the thought that they would not have a paycheck on payday is just unacceptable. And we need to overcome the dysfunction in order to not allow those amazing soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, Coast Guardsmen, and Guardians to not have that type of concern.
Without a doubt. Well, at the G7, Joe Biden had to rush back. And thank God he did, because he knew that this was important and we had to address this issue. But there was also big news out of the G7, and that is the president stating that F-16s, you know, changing his mind about sending F-16s to Ukraine. What do you say?
So I think the biggest implication and success that came out of the G7 is this long-reaching support that the G7 members committed to on behalf of Ukraine. And that includes these F-16s that are going to be in the Ukrainian arsenal for 2 to 3 decades. But it also includes the idea that the G7 is committed to victory for Ukraine and recovery and reconstruction and restitution from Russia and ensuring responsibility. And I think that that is a huge relief for Ukraine that, of course, is worried about the counteroffensive that could happen any day now. But they know they have support from the West and the G7 well beyond just the counteroffensive.
Exactly. Well, General, a lot of mixed narratives here. And I think it's confused, Americans to appreciate, you know, the situation there in Ukraine and how critical this is. Can you address that issue to help us understand why we can't allow Ukraine to fall to Russia?
Yeah, Bill, I think there's 3 primary reasons. Number one, that we cannot allow a national bully like Putin to take territory and subjugate people like he is trying to do in Ukraine. That's just unacceptable in a world that ultimately we have fought and died for this global world order that is so important to all of humanity, including us as the United States. Secondly, I don't think Putin plans to stop at Ukraine if he could have taken Ukraine easily. Mm-hmm. And whether that means Moldova or Georgia or Central Asia or most dangerously the Baltics that are NATO members, I think he just has a thirst for aggression. And these types of bullies only acknowledge power and resilient strength. And if we caved on Ukraine, then he would continue to go for more. And then thirdly, China and others are watching, and they are deciding what type of aggression that they can stomach based on how much strength and resilience the West and the United States demonstrates. And so I think we've got to stand strong in Ukraine, and I'm so thrilled that the G7 members committed to that as long as it takes.
Speaking of China, address this threat. Some people believe, and we've heard, again, different narratives, that China themselves are hanging by a hangnail, so to speak, you know, financially, that they're pretty well, they're leveraged. But yet we see all these movements and, these advantages that they seem to have by taking advantage of these countries and investing in these countries and, you know, strengthening themselves to become, you know, the next world power. What do you say?
So I think that communist-controlled China is a danger in part because they do have some downward trajectories in economics that may cause them to think that now is the height of their strength, and if they're going to make moves, it needs to be now. But I just think that their concept of eroding sovereignty of countries around the world by chipping away at, by using investments, their ability to control their own destiny is just horrific. And then we see some of the bullying that is going on in the South China Sea with the Philippines or Vietnam,
exactly,
or from trade deals with Lithuania or Australia. And we really just see that the world would be completely different if we were living under a communist party ruled China world order, as opposed to this world order that has benefited humanity for 80 years.
General, we got to leave it there. General John Tykert has been our guest. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Take care.
Thanks.
Is your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty.
Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
USA News Update. The impeachment trial for Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is set to start no later than August 28th. 12 House members delivered the articles of impeachment to the state Senate yesterday. 7 Republicans and 5 Democrats will hear the case. Paxton is temporarily suspended after the Texas House voted overwhelmingly Saturday to impeach him on charges including abuse of office and obstruction of justice. Proceedings are expected to get underway today in the Tree of Life capital murder trial of Robert Bowers. After jury selection wrapped up last week, Bowers is charged with killing 7 worshipers at a Pittsburgh area synagogue in 2018. It was the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in U.S. history. Lawmakers returning to Washington today will face intense pressure from leaders on Capitol Hill and the White House to support the debt ceiling bill and overcome opposition on both sides of the aisle. The first test is set for tomorrow with a vote in Congress. Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out. BillMartinezShow.com. And right now, you need to check out Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answers Man. We got questions. He's got answers. Hey, Jordan, how you doing, buddy?
Great to be with you, Bill.
Well, okay, questions. How much longer can we put up with this inflation and, the prices at the gas pump, the cost of eggs? This is never ending, all brought to you by this current administration, and they don't seem to have a solution at hand here.
Well, I mean, their solution is to slow the economy. The Federal Reserve has raised rates 10 times. They've got a mid-June meeting where they probably are going to raise rates again, which would be the 11th time, probably another quarter point. And that's certainly taken the stuffing out of the housing market. A lot of other areas are weakening, and that's their way of slowing inflation. It's working a little bit. We used to have inflation over 9%. Now it's about 4.5%. But the Fed wants it at 2%. So the chances are they're going to raise rates again, despite everything that's been going on with the debt ceiling debate and the weakness in the bank stocks. I think they're going to keep raising rates.
So is this like chemo economics? I mean, we're just going to kill the body here or get it close to death to hopefully, hope upon hope, think that it might solve our economic woes?
I guess if there's death, there's not a lot of inflation, so that's a good thing.
Well, I'm just wondering, it's like, let's take the country as near to death as you can. It just sounds like maybe that's a new one. We're gonna, we've just defined a new axiom here. It's chemo economics, huh?
Well, I mean, this whole debt ceiling debate is also taking a toll as well. There's just very different views on how to proceed. President Biden just wants a straight debt ceiling raise bill. The Republicans have passed something where they have various spending cuts in their particular discretionary spending amounts. leadership level, they've still got to sell it to both the House and the Senate, and there's widely diverging views on that on a whole bunch of different issues. And they've got a very tight deadline, basically, of June 1st to see if they can work this out or not. And if it doesn't happen, this is really going to hurt the U.S. credit rating. Interest rates, particularly on short-term treasury bills, will go up a lot. There'll be a lot of layoffs. I mean, talk about killing the patient. I mean, not raising the debt ceiling under these circumstances would really do a lot of damage.
Well, you know, the thing is, we go through this, they wait to the last second, and there's already damage being done right now because there's some, you know, some of the banks are going, wow, if this is the way you run your company in this way, in this case, it's the country, it kind of, you know, gives people, a breakdown in confidence here, doesn't it?
Yes, I would say so. I mean, I don't know how much lower the view of Congress could be, but they're working on it to get it even lower, because this has been, we hit the debt ceiling in January.
Right.
And here we are coming up on June, and they still haven't figured this thing out. They've had a long time to work on it, and only as we get near the deadline are they going to get getting really serious about it. Differences about the two that have not been resolved.
And it's always been a situation where it's Congress versus the president, but in this case, it seems that, and this is where, I guess, this game of chicken is taking place, is because Biden is hoping that the cover from the media will be such that he'll be able to pin the tail on, on the donkey, well, it's actually the elephant,
right.
The tail on the elephant, and blame them for it. But, I think that Leader McCarthy and the truth of how this has been executed really puts the ball in the president's court. And the challenge that we have is that egos are being slung around here. You know, there's no room for egos here, right?
Well, you're right. But the reality is there are egos involved, and we're talking about the fate of the nation here.
Yeah.
If we default, it's going to cause an awful lot of pain, and it was completely unnecessary. There are ways to work these things out without having to go to such extreme levels of damaging the credit of the United States, which has been good since the beginning.
All because we want to freeze everything to last year's budget. And,
exactly.
Think about it. And then what are we talking about, 1% reduction or something, which is minor, for all the trillions of dollars that we're spending here when you think about it on a large scale. But this is where the ego comes in, because now you've got promises that Joe Biden and the left have made, and guess what? Now they can't deliver, even though they may have passed bills to, offer that to their, to their constituency. But, you know, look at, if you kill, like you said, if you kill the patient, then what do you got left?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're right. Even if all the Republican proposals happened, it would still be minor in the growth of the whole budget, because most of the money that the budget is spent on is interest in the national debt, which has gone up a lot because interest rates have gone up, the military, which pretty much everybody wants to increase, Social Security and Medicare, which are considered off the table.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of the discretionary spending is relatively small, maybe 20% of the whole budget.
Mm-hmm.
And you could cut out entire agencies and have hardly any impact on the whole budget right here. So to have a default on the credit and not only hurt the treasuries but the U.S. dollar, it's going to clearly hit the stock market as well. It just seems completely unnecessary.
Well, the majority of Americans, Jordan, acknowledge that there is a tremendous amount of waste in the government. The challenge is the government is so massive, it's hard to really pinpoint. I mean, there's some obvious things. I mean, you know, when you talk about the military, you go, wow, you're spending so much money. You mean to tell me you can't find ways to cut back within the military and do it in a smart way? I mean, we've got money that's been hanging out there, you know, since COVID. And we're saying, let's bring that back and, reclaim that. It's just sitting out there dormant. And, Biden doesn't even think for a minute to think, okay, well, yeah, there's some low-hanging fruit here that I don't think is going to disturb the force all that much. Do you?
I agree with you. And I think in defense, I mean, yes, we want to have a strong defense, but I think a lot of waste goes on in the defense area that could be a cutback.
Mm.
And a lot of these discretionary programs as well. We passed a lot of programs last year without really having the funding for them.
Exactly.
And the only way to do it now is to raise the debt ceiling and just keep adding more debt to fund all these wonderful programs we have, for which programs are good, but not having the money to do them doesn't help at all. I mean, we're at $31.5 trillion in debt now.
Mm-hmm.
If they do raise the debt ceiling, it's going to be by several trillions of dollars. They want to get a two-year deal mm-hmm. beyond the election so they don't have to deal with this before the election. But we're going to be adding another $3 or $4 trillion to the $31 trillion we already have.
Yeah, they can't help but spend. It's insatiable for them. There's no doubt about it because that's what they do. They don't think in terms of how can we run a more efficient government? That is just that's a non sequitur, isn't it? It's a non-starter.
So they keep adding new programs as well.
Yeah, exactly. When you start thinking about the things you could lop off real quick, how about the billions of dollars that have been set aside for 87,000 new IRS agents? Not a real popular program right there.
I would say so. They're going to be on everybody's tail, and I don't think they're going to raise that much money. I mean, maybe there is this huge tax gap, and there's hundreds of billions of dollars people aren't paying in taxes. I don't particularly believe it. But we're going to be spending a lot on the agents chasing people around for pennies.
And
not a really good use of money.
Exactly, because think about it. Who are they going to be able to get? I mean, we've gone through this drill before. They always talk about the top 1% and get them to pay their fair share and all that. Well, then they get tied up with, legal fees and attorneys and whatever. I mean, legal fees doesn't matter to them because we the people are paying, the IRS legal fees. But, it's just that they're going to say, wait a minute, this is too hard. Let's just go after that, the populist class, because they're easier. They don't have attorneys. We can torment the holy heck out of them. And, so we'll have more success after them, right? Because that's what they do.
Yeah. Yeah, but I don't think they're going to raise as much money as they think they're going to raise.
No, of course
they have to.
Yeah.
And it's going to cost a lot more. So that's just one example of spending that doesn't particularly pay off in many ways. So we'll see. I hope we come to some kind of agreement that can get us past it. But if we don't, it's going to be a new world we've never seen before, actually defaulting on the national debt. I hope we don't go there, Bill.
Yeah, I'm with you. I really don't. In my heart of hearts, I don't believe that we will default on it. It's just that somebody's got to give Joe Biden and the left an exit ramp so that they can save face. And I think that's the next big challenge for leadership to be able to do that. Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answers Man. Jordan, how can people be in touch with you, buddy?
My email is jordan@moneyanswers.com. Always glad to get emails from your listeners, Bill.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you?
I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
The America, and we're talking The Chosen, okay? The groundbreaking historical drama based on the life of Jesus, seen through the eyes of those who knew him, set against the backdrop of Jewish oppression and first century Israel. The seven-season show shares an authentic and intimate look at Jesus' revolutionary life and teaching. The global phenomenon has garnered more than 510 million episode views worldwide, and more than 110 million people have watched at least one episode. With us right now is Mother Mary from The Chosen. Vanessa Benavente joins us now. Vanessa, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Excited to be talking to you. The mother of Jesus, I mean, it's such an honor. I want you to know that. And, and for you, your background, you grew up in Peru. And began, and kind of as a side hustle, a teenager, you start performing at 15. And then you come to the United States to study engineering. Now, did you graduate with your engineering degree?
I did. Uh-huh. I graduated from UCF in Orlando, Florida, which is where I am right now.
Exactly, not too far from where I am as well. So, I'll be there at NRB to hopefully see you face to face. But right now we're doing this over the phone. But that's okay. So anyway, so you get your degree in engineering, but you still realize that singing and entertaining is still in your heart. And next thing you know, I mean, you go and you study. You study your acting, you study your craft, and at that point, did you realize, Vanessa, that this was something that you wanted to do long term? Even though your parents, probably going, wait a minute, we just paid all that money for her to get a degree in engineering, right?
Yes, but they knew from the very beginning, you know, that engineering was kind of like, well, you know, my fallback plan. And as soon as I started with classes in acting, I thought, wow, okay, yeah, this is it. It is what I thought it would be and more.
Mm-hmm. So you performed live in theaters, you know, from Lima to Madrid to Miami and Los Angeles. And Los Angeles is where you get the break to join the cast of Chosen, huh?
Yes, I started also doing auditioning for TV and film, and one of those auditions led me to play Mary.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So what was that like for you? I mean, first of all, to get the call and you're thinking, I'm going to play Mother Mary, you know.
Yes.
Right?
I know who Mary is. I know her story. Okay, let's see what the audition, what this is about. And when I read the script, I fell in love because our writers, you know, the writing on this show is phenomenal. So I loved her sense of humor. I love how relatable she was. She kind of reminded me of one of my aunts, you know, back in Peru. Just so family oriented, you know, with her friends joking around with this, you know, love for her child that just has no limits. It's so much like any other mother, and you could read it on the script from the very first time. It's fantastic.
Right. Exactly. So, you know, for people that have not seen The Chosen, maybe heard about it, which is not very many, actually. I mean, the penetration around the world is phenomenal.
Yes.
And so, you know, how... I got to imagine you got friends who are going, wait a minute, you know, I saw you're Jesus' mother. You know, what has that done for you in terms of how that affects you in playing this critical role?
Well, playing Mary in and of itself, it's such a blessing, but it's also, there's a lot of pressure because, you know, all these great names have come before me and done such iconic performances, that I actually try, when I read this script, I just try not to think about any of that, right? Because, I try to be as true to what is written as possible. Like I said, you know, I'm in love with what our writers do. Every time I get a script, it's like Christmas Day, you know, I just devour it like another fan. And then I try to just do justice to what's written and concentrate on that. But it is definitely I feel so fortunate to be able to see the repercussions of my work in other people, and people coming up to me or sending me messages saying how they were impacted by a certain scene or a certain interaction with Jonathan, who plays Jesus. So I am in actor heaven.
Yeah, I bet. Well, you just wrapped up season four, right? Or are you still shooting?
We are shooting season four as we speak, and I actually haven't yet started shooting part yet.
Okay.
So that's coming up, and I cannot wait. I am so excited.
So what can you tell us about season four that's not going to get you or me in trouble with Dallas and the boys?
Well, I can't tell you much, but I definitely feel like the stakes are even higher this season. And you know, we're getting near the end. And so things are getting much more emotional and more tough, especially for Mary.
Right. Well, you know, the thing the audience really appreciates is the chemistry. I mean, the cast is so incredible, and I got to imagine you have so many memorable moments interacting. What stands out, you know, in your mind and heart, you know, so far after three seasons?
Oh, my gosh, so many. I mean, I really haven't been on set as much as they have, but I love the big group scenes where I get to hang out with everybody and everybody gets to just like be themselves, you know, with the group, and we have so much fun and we laugh so hard. It's ridiculous. But of course, my absolute favorite scenes are always with Jonathan, because acting wise, we are always... those scenes are always so juicy, and you know, from an acting perspective, but also acting with him is such a treat, and we get to really dive so deep with these characters and with these emotions. It's definitely a treat.
Yeah, the thing that actors do in character development, it is a process. So for you, when you were, you know, here you get the role of Mother Mary, how did you go about in developing, you know, the character and what you're projecting on screen to everybody?
Well, I really like I said before, I had a feeling I knew her. I knew her because she sounded like a family member almost to me. And so both my grandma and her sister, who later became kind of like my grandma, they were both huge devouts of Mary. And I kind of modeled her, you know, with them in mind, you know, how warm they are and how they, you know, when they see you, they just immediately hug you, you know, and it's,
yeah,
I
right.
feel like that is something that, even though not necessarily I might hug people, you know, in the scenes, I want to try to get that feeling, almost that warmth, that that embrace with the words and in the scene somehow, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That and just the fact that I was had back then, I had recently become a mother, and I feel like just the scenes just impact me in such a different way.
Mm-hmm. Well, my wife just gave me a note. She says, "Tell her I love her. She's fierce."
Aww.
So with the tenderness of Mother Mary, there is that that conviction of character, you know, because here Mother
Definitely.
Mary, you know, she has Jesus. She's a teenager. I mean, she's a young girl. And
and she must have gone through. Yeah,
exactly. Vanessa Benavidez is our guest. We're still talking with Mother Mary here. And, of course, The Chosen, the season four is about ready to put a wrap on it. She says she's getting ready to, you know, do her scenes for season four. And so we're excited for season four, Vanessa. So how can people, you know, watch The Chosen?
Well, the best and easiest way to get The Chosen experience is through our app. It's called The Chosen, and you can find it wherever you find your apps, and plus in some smart TVs and Roku and Apple TV and all that good stuff. And also, our first season is in many streaming platforms, including Netflix, Prime, and Peacock. So we have a lot of different options for you to see it.
Almost like God, The Chosen is everywhere, right?
There you go.
We can say. Well, one final question, Vanessa, as we put a wrap on this. What do you, you know, what do you hope the people get out of season four of The Chosen?
Oh, my gosh. I think in general, the show, it has such a lovely way to bring hope to people. It really is admirable, you know, when you see these people, these characters go through so much, and we know what the end, you know, brings for them, you know, the Jesus' resurrection and everything that comes after that, and how they inspired millions of people and still inspire millions and millions of people. So I feel like it's a very hopeful show, and we really are in some major need of hope nowadays.
Exactly. Amen.
So.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, congratulations on season four coming soon. She plays Mother Mary, of course, Vanessa Benavente from The Chosen. Thank you, Vanessa. Take care. God bless.
Thank you, Bill. Take care.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No matter how large...